you think you know somebody, right? They seem like just a nice actor you enjoy seeing in films, a celebrity you follow online. Then it turns out they dated a teenager when they were fairly well into their adulthood. And there's actually a surprising number of these. There are videos online, top 10 celebrities who dated teens. And, you know, we talk about like the Epstein files and some other stuff that's been coming up a lot. And it's like, oh, wow, this is way more prevalent than we realize and really not good. So that's what I want to talk about today here on the Council of Trent. Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology. Friday, we talk about whatever I want to talk about. And today I'm going to talk about all of the celebrities, not even all, I can only cover a fraction of them, who ended up dating teenagers, had really wide age gaps in these relationships, quite scandalous. Some of them were met with the long arm of the law as a result, but basically most of them were not. How it started was I was perusing the internet the other day, and I come across a meme about Paul Walker. Paul Walker's an actor. He's in the Fast and the Furious film franchise. The original Fast and the Furious in 2001 is a film I really enjoy. I know it's kind of a ripoff of Point Break. Instead of an FBI agent infiltrating a group of surfers who are criminals, it's an FBI agent infiltrating a group of street racers who are criminals. But really good film. Paul Walker plays the FBI agent in it. And he's a nice guy and, you know, seems like all the thing I've ever heard was he was just a really nice, solid person. And he had tragically passed away a few years ago in a car accident. I think they were actually driving at high rates of speed. So I guess that's somewhat ironic. That's all I had heard. And then I came across this meme and realized, oh, my image of this gentleman has been shattered. Here's a summary of it. It has been widely reported that actor Paul Walker dated teenagers. Note the plural. Specifically, he started a long-term relationship with Jasmine Pilker Gosnell when she was 16 and he was 33. They remained a couple until his death in 2013, at which point she was 23 years old. Reports indicate that Pilker Gosnell was not the only teenager Walker dated. He allegedly had a previous relationship with another young woman, Aubriana Atwell, when she was also 16 and he was in his late 20s. Whenever Laura and I are sitting around, we hear stories about scandal involving people. That's our go-to sound effect inside joke with each other. I think that's a riff of Tom from Parks and Rec. But yeah, and it just amazed me. I mean, we'll go through this, but you have these celebrities, right? They're really famous, wealthy individuals, attractive men. They're attractive men who are wealthy. It's like, there's probably lots of women who are adults who would want to date or marry them, and yet they go after these teenagers. And I think in many cases it's because it's predatory in that way. Obviously, if someone's a minor, you can have more influence, exertion, and control over them. But the number of things where it does happen is interesting. And this goes back a long time. Now, a long time ago, this was a lot more common just to have like these relationships between minors and adults. You look back at even you go to cemeteries, you look at tombstones, husbands and wives next to each other, like who died in like the 1930s. And you start doing the math of when each was born, husband and wife next to each other. And you go, you start to see the age gaps there. But think of the famous ones. Think about, for example, Elvis Presley. He met his wife, Priscilla Ballou, I think is her name. Later, Priscilla Presley. He met her. He was 24, and he was performing in West Germany. This is in 1959, and she was 14 years old. He was 24, and she was 14. And then they started dating shortly after that. And then she went and moved in with him at Graceland. When she was 17 years old, and then they got married when she was 21. So how old would you have been then? So she's married at 21. That means he would have been like 32, 33 years old, but this has started when she was 14. And now we have a word for that. It's called grooming. And I guess, you know, Elvis still has a legacy today because of that. Chuck Berry also has his legacy, but a lot of people don't know that he also was involved with an underage girl, but he had to deal with legal consequences for that. So Chuck Berry is the artist behind Johnny Be Good. You've got to know Johnny Be Good, right? The great performance. Michael J. Fox sings it in Back to the Future to save the Under the Sea dance and to go and perform. And then somebody on the phone, the guy is like, hey, Chuck, it's your cousin, Marvin Berry. Listen to this. The idea is like Michael J. Fox gave Chuck Berry the idea for Johnny Be Good. which creates a whole time travel paradox. Ha ha, funny, funny. Until we find out that Chuck Berry was arrested and convicted in 1960 and 1961. He was arrested in 1960, convicted in 61 for violating the Mann Act. Ironically enough, the Mann Act, M-A-N-N, not M-A-N, because it involved a woman, not even a woman, a girl, for transporting a 14-year-old girl, Janice Escalante, across state lines. She was 14. He was 33 years old. So he was sentenced to 3 years in prison, only ended up serving 1 year. But I love also, like, during this whole time period, Kyle Gordon is a YouTuber I really enjoy. He does a lot of parody songs. And he has one called Every Rock and Roll Song from the 1950s that really speaks to this milieu. I'll play it for you.
When she was just 13, I was 31. I said, little girl, let's have some fun.
That's basically what it was. Though this is not just something from the 1950s. You can go through, there's a whole list here. Joel Madden from Good Charlotte was dating Hilary Duff. He was around 25, 26 years old. And this took place between when she was 16 and 18. So he's in his mid-20s. She's in his late teens. Don Henley had younger girlfriends when he was older. Same for Mick Jagger. We also have the case of James Franco. Here's a clip of a news report talking about Franco, who was in his mid-30s, and it was reported that he was having inappropriate interactions with a 17-year-old fan. And James Franco just, I don't know what substances he's ingesting, so he's very calm about everything. He just kind of plays it off as like, whatever.
The 35-year-old going on live with Kelly and Michael Friday, saying he feels odd about getting caught trying to pick up a 17-year-old fan.
I guess I'm just a model of, you know, how social media is tricky. You know, it's a way people meet each other today. But what I've learned, I guess just because I'm new to it, it's like you don't know who's on the other end. So I use bad judgment and I learned my lesson.
New to social media? Isn't that the same Franco that has over 2,000 Instagram photos and was behind this viral spoof of the Kimye Vogue cover?
So that's James Franco. Another one, though, that became a criminal matter, of course, was Roman Polanski. That Polanski was married to a 13-year-old model, but was also involved in sexual assault involving another 13-year-old. This is in the 1970s. Other assault cases, of course, you have R. Kelly and Aaliyah. A lot of reports talk about this as being, oh, they're just like dating. He's 27 and 15. Then, of course, we know about R. Kelly's criminal record as a result of that. And the last one I have to talk about is, of course, Jerry Seinfeld. A lot of people don't know this about Seinfeld, and when you do find out about it, you cannot unsee it or unthink about it. Seinfeld, I mean, whenever you think of Seinfeld, right, it's always, what's the deal with grape nuts? You open the box, no grapes, no nuts. And so he was 38 years old. He had been doing Seinfeld for about 3 years, was a, you know, famous celebrity, wealthy celebrity. And one day he's walking in the park, and he sees a young girl, and he asks her out on a date. And normally you think, oh, that's really sweet. But then it turns out this young girl, Shoshana Lonstein, was 17 years old. Now, I'd be willing to cut somebody a break if they ask somebody out, and they're mistaken about age identity, and come to learn that this person is a minor, and then you just immediately throw the emergency brakes and switches and apologize and realize the misunderstanding, turn around and run away and keep a 100-yard distance, you know, all of that. But the fact is, he found out about it, and then he doubles down on that, which, by the way, the case of not realizing the age and the trouble that you're in reminds me, of course, of this great scene from The Office where Andy Bernard, the Nard Dog, is talking to Jim. They're going to meet a client at a school, at a high school where they're selling paper to. And they go, and Andy's, you know, talking about his girlfriend on the drive there. And then he sees his girlfriend at the high school, and Jim's like, oh, the teacher? No, the student.
Why is my girlfriend here?
Oh, is she that teacher in the white?
No, she's a part-time frozen yogurt chef.
Which one is she?
The one in the green hoodie.
Wow.
I wonder if she's like a guidance counselor or something?
No, I don't think so.
She's like probably a tutor.
Nope.
She probably...
No.
Nope. Jamie.
Andy.
Oh, what are you doing here?
Andy?
Are you a student here?
Oh, Yeah.
You never told me you were in high school.
This is weird. I gotta go to Spanish.
Oh my God!
Oh my God.
I had no idea.
Well, that's not gonna hold up in court.
We didn't do anything illegal, except knock over a mailbox with our friends.
So yeah, normally I could cut somebody a break if it was, you know, mistaken identity. But in this case, no, Seinfeld dragged on the relationship for a few years. It seemed like he really wanted to make it work. And it was Lonstein who broke it off because she didn't like the pressure of the fame involved, of having to, you know, move away and not necessarily be able to like see her friends and family. There is a comedian online, though, who has done a wonderful bit of, you know, impersonating Jerry Seinfeld, cracking his typical Seinfeld jokes, though, about dating a teenager that I have to share with you.
A girlfriend's life revolves around home. They got homework, homeroom, and they want to run away from home and live with their 38-year-old celebrity boyfriends. I met my girlfriend's parents the other day. Why is it that girlfriend parents are the same age as you? What is the math? I'm studying for the SAT, I gotta know! And why are they called parents? The pair that pays your rent? You can just live in my penthouse. I'm an adult man. I'm very rich and famous. I'm 38 years old. I'm dating a 17-year-old.
What is the deal? What is the deal? Yeah, what is the deal of all this? So, I don't know. I'm sure this is just interesting factoids, celebrity trivia to share with you today. Always fun on Free For All Friday, at least to learn something new. So thank you guys so much, and I hope you have a very blessed weekend.